of USFZ 793 for immoral purposes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I've been hearing people talking about it, but I was trying to, I was trying to gather what they were saying. If it was a handheld, I could have looked it up on the computer, I'm sure. But, it seems to be working good for you. What'd you say, that's 20 watts?
Yeah, Roger, it's advertised 20. I don't know. I think they say it puts out about 15, but, yeah, it seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, I'm the same way. These style bangs I had here, they advertised as 10 watts. You know, and I was like, I bet it does 10 watts. It probably does about 6. Somebody on YouTube actually threw one of these on a watt meter and it showed 8 watts, so using 5RM. But, like I said, I'm a newbie, I'm beginning, just a beginner. It seems to serve me pretty well, though, especially since I put that Nagoya antenna on this thing now. Just having a little fun with it there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. It's definitely reaching out for sure. Those little handhelds are amazing. If you can get a repeater, you're pretty much golden, you know.
Yeah, Roger, I'm on the Detroit. I'm going to the Detroit repeater. I think it's closer to me than the Mount Clemens. But I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater no problem. You know, the other day, just for experiment, because this came with two antennas and a little stub, like screw-on antenna, little inch and a half stub. I screwed that on there and keyed it, and I opened up the Mount Clemens repeater, and it's like, wow. I didn't try talking on it or anything. I was just kind of amazed that I was able to open the Mount Clemens. Mount Clemens repeater is away from me. I'm over here in Warren. And I was able to open the Mount Clemens repeater up. This little stubby, I don't know what it is, man. Really, the kind you get when you buy them FRS, GMRS radios in the store, the little stubby antenna there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. I threw that one away right away. Mine came with that. And, that didn't seem to reach out very good for me. As soon as I put that other one on, it really reached out. I think I'm only about 7 miles from the Flint repeater, so I don't know how far you are from Warren to Mount Clemens, but that's probably similar, I would imagine. Over.
Yeah, that'd be about right, about 7-8 miles. I don't know where the Detroit repeater is located. I figure it's probably closer to me than the Mount Clemens one, because I can flip over to Mount Clemens and get in Mount Clemens, no problem. But, I was getting better when I had the old antenna. I was coming through better through the Detroit repeater, but then the Detroit repeater messed up, and people sound like they had diesel engines idling next to them, but I guess they fixed that there, Roger. I hope so.
Yeah, Roger, I've been hearing people talk about that over the last week or so. I think it was the Mount Clemens one that I think they said they had some water in it, got some water in it or something. But, yeah, it's reaching out pretty good, though.